Obviously, we're here to update on the squad ahead of Monday when we meet in Leeds. It's clearly a big weekend ahead. We've got some big European games, so we've got fingers crossed there won't be any more changes, but we shall wait and see. It's great. It'll be great to see our established players back at Leeds. You know, the EPS squad hasn't had too many changes, but obviously there are injuries and one or two people coming in on form, really. So it's great to have the likes of Henry, Luther, Joel and Tom Johnson promoted into the squad. So big weekend ahead. Then we meet in Leeds, Premiership weekend after that, and then we're a narrowed down selection towards Australia. Well, I've coached Henry quite a few times, obviously with the Saxons, and he was a key player in our Churchill Cup win a couple of years ago. He struggled a bit through injuries, really, to get a consistent run of form. And speaking to the guys at Gloucester, Nigel Davis in particular, he said he's had the best pre-season he's known, so he's fit and in form, although he's got a slight hamstring at the moment. But he started the season really well, played exceptionally well in all the games. We've had a good look at him. On merit, he deserves to be in the squad. So, you know, it's tough on one or two others, but I think when we're picking on form and fitness, he should be in there and fighting for a place in the team. We've got Luther in there as well, and you know, Luther again on merit deserves to be there. You know, his form and fitness has been excellent so far this season for Northampton. Someone I know really well from my time at Leeds, and delighted to see he's kicked on from that Argentina tour. So it's an opportunity for us to get them all into camp and work with them. And as I say, we're still some way away from narrowing down our selection towards the Australia game.
Stuart, you'll obviously be missing the centre partnership of Brad Barrett and Manu, but this far out from the World Cup, how important is it for you to be able to now see these other players on the periphery that might be able to feature in 2 years' time?
Yeah, I mean, with injuries come opportunities, and you know, you can sit there and feel sorry for yourself that you've lost one or two key players, but equally, we all see it as a positive, as an opportunity, and rarely have we ever had a situation where we've promoted someone and they've not dealt with it. You know, we've only put them in when we felt they're ready. It will be a new centre partnership, but you know, when you get to a World Cup and you have to go through pool stages, quarterfinals or whatever, you're going to need a big squad and you're going to need to trust all your players. So to be able to do it now is a good thing from where we sit. And the trick now is to get the selection right come the day. You know, we're on 34 players at the moment in terms of who are turning up, and we've got to narrow it down to 15 and the guys on the bench.
And 12 years ago, these autumn campaigns, 2 years out from the World Cup, were, you know, intrinsically important to England in terms of going to that World Cup. So what do these results mean to you? Does it have to be wins in all of these games?
It's certainly what we're striving towards, without a doubt. You know, but we recognise the quality of the opposition that we're playing. Australia are coming on the back of a very good win against Argentina. There's a big game this weekend, obviously. Argentina, you know, having played them in Argentina during the summer, I'm sure we'll be wanting revenge on those performances. Now they've got a fully fit and available squad for the game when we play them. And obviously New Zealand, I'm sure, will have plenty of motivation. So it'll be a great test for us. It'll be great to see where we are come the end of the series. This, alongside the Six Nations and then the New Zealand tour in the summer, you know, we've got an idea where we're at by the end of this year, that's for sure.